Entertaining talk radio, broadcast on the internet. This is HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
Hello to all my fans. Thanks for sending me your letters. I really enjoy reading them while setting your fucking houses on fire. Keep your fucking opinions to yourself. I know I'm awesome. Enjoy the DJ New Style Show, you fucking dickheads.
Snap! Yes. Yes. Welcome, welcome, one and all, to your Tuesday night miracle. That's right. This is the DJ New Style Show. Exclusively on Hear Us Talk. That's HearUsTalk.com. The thing you do with your ears and the place to be. A proud network of podcasts with such shows as Truth Time Theater, Bug Zapper Radio, and Best in Show Radio. My name is Ken, and this is the DJ New Style Show. With me, as always, your friend, my friend, friend to Miller Lights and Miller High Lifes, short and tall, ladies and gentlemen, a guy named Steve. Steve, how you doing this fine evening? What's going on, buddy?
Pretty good. I got a free, what did I get today? A free, what do they call it? Flask. I got a free flask today.
Are you just going to fill it with your, pour your high life into that tonight?
No.
Just class it up a little bit?
That would be an extreme waste of time.
It's not that. I mean, you want to look classy if you're ever on cam.
Yeah, classy just, while I'm sitting in my basement drinking high life out of a flask just sipping, that I got for free.
Sipping booze out of a fucking flask by yourself. Nothing says class worse than or more than that.
No, you know what I want to do though? I want to wear, because I got a couple zip up shirts that have that chest pocket, you know, the one over like your left chest.
Yeah.
I'm gonna carry the flask around. I'm just gonna fill it with cement in case I get shot in the heart. It'll save me.
It's a pretty good idea. It's a pretty good idea. You fall back like, and there goes the LARPer. This town's gonna be running a whole different way tomorrow. And then all of a sudden you start coughing,
stand
convulsing. Take the flask out of your fucking pocket, throw it down, and then he shoots you right in the fucking chest again.
He shoots you in the face.
But at least you had that moment. You got to live that scene. You mentioned flasks. They sell very nice flasks, but I can't picture anybody who deserves nice things carrying one around.
That's true.
Like, I think a flask is really, like, if you need a portable source of fucking booze wherever you go,
you're either Russian or Scottish.
I mean, if you're carrying your fucking your secret liquid, you're either a fucking a mountain rescue dog or a fucking drunk. I mean, no matter what you're wearing or what you carry it in.
I just always wanted one. I never had one, so.
And cool. And now you do. Does it have your initials on it, or is it just like a fucking promo material thing you got while buying your beer?
Yeah, it was. I'm like, oh, these are nice because you had it lined up.
Yeah.
He's like, here, take one. I'm like, all right. What is it? Sobieski vodka flask.
Nice.
Brushed aluminum, high quality. He's like, yeah, these are usually $3. You can have one. I'm like, all right.
Nah, nothing better than a $3 receptacle of fucking Let's Forget. Let's tip out a little bit of Let's Not Remember That One. And guzzle it back wherever we are. We at a funeral? Are we at a fucking conference? Are we just sneaking off to the bathroom during something important? We need to get our little fucking swill on. That's what the flask is for.
Been around for ages.
I think if you own a very nice flask and use it, I think you're a damaged person. You were damaged in some way. And if you don't know, which I think you do, you need to really figure out why.
Yeah, well. It's sitting on a shelf right now, and it's staying there.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, you don't use the flask when you're home. It's for fucking travel, I guess.
Yeah, travel flask.
Yeah, I don't know. So you go to a liquor store owned by a small mom and pop place or big?
It's a mom and pop place. It's actually a family of Southern Indians. Not Native Americans.
Indians. Oh, these are the people that you wish a happy Diwali to and all that shit?
Yeah, happy holy, happy Diwali.
You ever just walk in and throw a fucking fistful of paint at them and just and celebrate?
No, it's good. It's powder that they throw at each other. I should do that. Like, walk in with a water gun and then just tag them with a fucking handful of colored chalk.
Yeah, yeah. Drop a bucket of fucking water. Or, you know, your new flask. Just douse him with water and then fucking flour him like he's a chicken breast.
Nah, but they're nice guys. It's a whole family, so they're pretty cool guys over there.
But that's a small business, and you probably go there fairly regularly, I guess.
Every Tuesday?
Every Tuesday, in preparation for this show, you go there. Yep. And I would say that if you missed a week, they might say, where were you?
Yeah, oh yeah.
That happens, right?
Yep.
Where were you? And and that's nice that they notice you and they notice your absence. But have you ever encountered a small business that is that recognizes the loyalty of a customer, a regular customer, but also expects it from you? If you've ever gone to a place regularly and then just dropped off for whatever reason and you didn't go, and then when you go back, they get shitty with you.
Yes, because all right, I used to work at a place, you know, like two towns away from me, and I smoke Nat Sherman cigarettes. You can't get them everywhere. It's kind of like an obscure type of cigarette.
Is that like the name of a fucking Civil War general?
They
have a racist...
General Nat Sherman?
Do they have a racist cartoon of a black guy on the cover? Jesus Christ. What kind of obscure cigarette is that?
They're actually from New York. They're based in New York City. Nice. But anyway.
So you buy... That's your brand, and you can't get them everywhere.
There was a place at my old work, and I worked there for 5 years, and on the way to work or the way home, I would, buy a pack of cigarettes there, and I did for a long time. And then I didn't work there. That's when I went to the video game store, and there was another place that was cheaper and closer.
Yeah.
So I started going there, and then one day I was down at the other place because I think my usual place was out, so I went to the other place.
And you think, oh, this is the place I used to go. It's like my old stomping grounds, kind of. Right. Let's see how they're doing. Let me go in,
And it had been like 4 years since I'd been in there.
Yeah.
And I walk in, and the lady that always worked there, she goes, where have you been? She's like, I've had these cigarettes, and nobody buys them.
She bought a fucking pallet. Used to come in every day, every morning, and buy a case.
And she's like, and you come in now? I'm like, sorry? I'm like, I didn't know what to say. I'm like, well, I'll take two packs then.
Yeah.
Just to be sure, she didn't say it like, where have you been?
She was shitty with you that she made this fucking
angry girlfriend, like, didn't know where you were.
That she put this fucking, she put a PO in to take care of the one dude who fucking buys shitty cigarettes.
Right, right.
And now she's stuck with all this immovable merchandise, and she blames you for this.
Yeah, and I'm sitting there thinking, I'm like, I shouldn't even buy these.
It's not like you pulled her fucking, pull her aside and said, hey, listen, I know I'm the only guy buying Nat Sherman's. Trust me. Buy a year's worth. Buy 5 years' worth. It'll be worth your while. You're like, I don't know. I can't hold all that merch. It's not like any of that shit went down. She just happened to buy it, got stuck with it, and now fucking resents you for it.
Yep.
Fuck you. I went to, I have my bagel place that I mentioned from time to time. And I like it. I like their bagels. Their coffee is subpar, piss pipe water, but I still get it. I'm not going to give the name of the business, but if you heard the name of the business, you would think they probably have pretty good coffee there. In fact, it's two words, and the first word is related to coffee. Their coffee is fucking like the worst. It's like it's company picnic coffee. Basically, it's like, let's put a big fucking canister of shit we made at like 5 a.m. out and just never change it. But they make the best bagels I've ever had. So I go there and I put up with the coffee, and that's been how it was. It's a little bit of a difficult thing to get to. You have to make a U-turn to get there. You have to go, so to go there is a bit of a commitment. You really need to want one of these bagels. And I've decided I don't want to eat a fucking a bagel and a breakfast sandwich on a fucking huge bagel every day, because it's probably not the best thing for a guy with a patchy beard and a fucking equally shitty metabolism. I cannot be eating like fucking that many grains, that much fucking flour, that much fucking bread. I can't do it every fucking day.
And a bagel is basically a loaf of bread compressed into a ring.
Yeah, and the reason why these are good bagels is because they're as big as your head. Bagels as big as your face. Like, that's how an old guy will tell you it's like a fucking good place to go.
All right, guy.
Yeah.
There.
Meatballs as big as your fucking head. Oh, really? Oh, but they taste like dog shit. But they're as big as your head. They never say great. They always just compare it to size. Like, they have that Great Depression mentality that you need to get as much as you can. The calorie to fucking dollar ratio better be fucking towering for him to go somewhere and appreciate it. However, the bagels are very large. They're good and large, and I just decided, you know, I'm not going to fucking go there every day. So I happened to go there. Amanda got some fucking cream cheese on a whim. By the way, how bad does this sound to you? Okay, Amanda's from South Jersey. You know, Philly cream cheese is kind of like a thing.
Staple.
It's like regular cream cheese, and it's good. She comes home with this fucking these two kinds of cream cheese that are like not even cream cheese flavor. It's fucking pumpkin cream cheese and pineapple cream cheese.
Pineapple doesn't sound too bad.
It sounds fucking horrendous, both of them.
Pumpkin sounds horrendous. Pineapple, I could see maybe there's a market for that somewhere.
There's foods you don't need to fuck with. You don't. I mean, is the cream cheese industry like, hey, we're losing people to butter? Butter's
got
hey, listen, someone's got to answer for this shitty fourth quarter, and I blame butter. No.
There's a lot of different types of yogurt. Now you got to branch into cream cheese.
Yeah, they're like, hey, you know, Chobani's doing it. They got a lot of fucking fruits in their shit. Well, I demand a pumpkin for October. Okay, I'm writing. It's terrible. It's not good anyway. So but she wanted to try it. We found out it wasn't good. The way we decided to try it was by getting some bagels. So we go there, and it's been a while since I've been there, a few months, and I remember how the place works. I look at the menu just to be sure, and they have the Baker's Dozen, which, as you know, Steve, is how many?
13.
That's right. And they also have the Baker's Half Dozen, which, what would you guess it to be?
7.
Yes. And, in fact, I remember this because I was in line one time at this place, and they had a sign that said Baker's Half Dozen. Someone goes, Baker's Half Dozen? What's that? And the guy goes, think about it. Baker's Dozen, 13. Baker's Half Dozen, 7. The guy that works there. There's only one guy. The guy works there said that at that time. And it's still on the menu. So I'm like, you know what? We're going to get the Baker's Half Dozen. Amanda is standing around waiting for the good bagels to come out because I guess the hottest ones or the freshest ones are the choice. So she's waiting. I go up and I say, I got this coffee because I always want to buy a coffee. It's just me. I like to have my piss smell like poison every 2 hours. And I said, I'll have this coffee and a Baker's Half Dozen. The guy goes, what's a Baker's Half Dozen? Now, no, not a guy in front of me in line. No, the fucking guy.
Wait, the guy that said, think about it?
Yes, the guy who fucking dressed a customer down for not knowing what it was several months ago is saying, what's a Baker's Half Dozen? So now I'm thinking, the guy's quizzing me because he wants to dress me down. And I said, well, it'd be 7 bagels. And the guy goes, there's no such thing as a Baker's Half Dozen. And I'm fucking flummoxed because I look over at the menu and it says very clearly, Baker's Dozen, Baker's Half Dozen. Both things have a fucking price. And I said, well, that may be true, but it's on your menu. And the guy goes, oh, I forgot to, I thought I took that down. I thought, you know, some guy, the previous owner wrote that like 20 years ago. Now we got to stick with it. And I'm like, whoa, what the fuck?
Stick with it. What is there, some kind of law that if it was written on the last menu, you just have to abide by it?
And I'm like, hey, these are all very compelling things that you're telling me. The fact is, I don't give a fuck. I want 7 bagels. Whatever you fucking charge me, whatever you want to fucking call it, I'm getting 7. You don't need to fucking talk to me like I'm a piece of shit. I used to come in here every day. I was gone for a few months, and I think he was fucking miffed. I think he was fucking pissed that I hadn't been in there. But I wasn't sure. I was maybe it's busy. Maybe the guy's busy. He's aggravated. whatever. So I stewed on that a little bit, and I got a little bit fucking aggravated at that place, and I decided to go back today. And the guy's wife, it's a husband and wife, they own the place. The right. wife was there, and she recognized me. She goes, "Saw your mom here, told her you haven't been here in a while." I'm like, "Yeah, I guess I'm grounded." Like, what the fuck do you want me to do? Yeah, I've decided to not get fucking pre-diabetes from eating fucking 2 pounds of bread every morning. Yeah, that's right. That's what I've decided to do. And my mom hates me for it. Thanks for telling her. And you know, the transaction went off without a hitch, but it was not as friendly. It was not as warm, and it was a little shitty, to be honest. And I don't know why that happens. I don't know why the fuck they look at you like somebody who should be coming in all the time. They don't celebrate the fact that you're there buying right. your fucking shit.
I know.
They get pissed off that you're not there every day. And how the fuck is that going to make me want to come back? Now, granted, you have an alcohol problem, so you'll be back to those Indians in a fucking second. I'm just kidding. The fact is, you will be there again.
Oh, yeah.
Whether they know it or not. I will be at this bagel place again at some fucking point. But they think, I guess they see me infrequently and they think, oh, he's got a fucking, found some other, he's given some other place business. I don't know. I don't know what it is. What do you think that mentality is, Steve? You think they're looking at their bottom line? You think they're maybe struggling?
No, you know what I think? I think they just want to fuck with people, and that's what it is. Hmm. Like, they had a bad day, and it's just, you're the easiest, closest target.
Yeah, that's a pretty fucking poor decision to make on their part.
Well, yeah.
I could see, you know, yelling at the pack of old people who take up all the tables and purchase one fucking total bagel. I swear to God, every time I go in there, there's fucking four tables filled with just this gathering of the elderly. And I look there, maybe they have like a cup of coffee. There isn't a cup above the size small. They all have a small coffee, and there's like two bagels between fucking 12 people.
They're
all fucking yammering on, "I gotta go up to Monville today." The end. That's worth you fucking really just reminding us of our impending doom. Thanks for being in my face as I'm making a poor breakfast decision.
Yep.
Fucking bagel people, man. I don't know. This happened at like a lunch place I used to go to a lot. You know, I am a habitual person. I get stuck in patterns.
And yeah, of course.
And when I realize that I'm just hopelessly stuck in doing something out of habit,
you gotta break it.
I fuck things up. Whether it's
I agree.
Even subconsciously, sometimes I just fuck things up, and I'm
Let's
like,
just stop doing
fuck
this
it.
Together now.
Fuck it. No, I'm not hopelessly stuck into this. I genuinely enjoy doing this.
Me too. Because we get to rant about shit that we are stuck in.
Yeah, that's kind of it. I get to complain about businesses and people and encounters and things and just really, really rant. And yeah. Some people have taken to it. So I'll continue to do it until it's no longer fun.
Now I've encountered people. Now, this was at my video game job, which was a mom and pop store, basically, but it was just Papa Frega. But a couple of times, people that, you know, were frequent people that would come in and buy games, you know, new game was coming out, and you knew that a certain person liked, you know, whatever kind of game it was they'd be coming in, be Call of Duty or whatever. And they'd come in, and if, like, a bunch of games came out, they're like, "Oh, you know, what's your opinion on blah, blah, blah?" And then you'd be talking about it for, like, you know, half hour, 45 minutes. And you'd give them your time because they were a loyal customer.
Yeah.
Now, I have one dude who came in one time, and we were talking for like an hour about like three different games. I think they were all first-person shooter type games. And he's like, "All right, you know what?" He's like, "Thank you very much. That's great." And he's like, I'm going to go right on Amazon tonight." I was like, "No, dude, really?" I'm like, "Come on, man.
What a fucking asshole."
I'm like, dude, and you know, from then on out, he did not get the good treatment anymore. I mean, that's okay. I mean, there's a certain line that you have to draw, you know. That's I would understand because you said you like getting your coffee there. Now that's like you walking in with like a donuts. For
I
day.
Don't like getting my coffee there.
No, well,
I do because they have good bagels, so I make that sacrifice and drink their fucking pipe water, and it's out of love for the work that
they do. Exactly. Now, what if you walked in one day with a Dunkin' Donuts and went to go buy your bagel? They'd be like, "What? You can't spend a dollar for us to buy your coffee?"
And I would say, "Yeah, I can't." Now fuck your bagel, and I would never come back. I would say, you know what? The name of your place begins with Java. Go fuck yourself. Your coffee sucks. Okay, call yourself fucking Billy Bagels if you want to have fucking real customers, because that's the only fucking thing that's good about your place. Fuck your coffee. Your coffee is fucking bullshit. And then I would tell them that. You know what? I might actually go in there with a goddamn Dunkin' Donuts coffee and say, "Hey, listen, I love your bagels. I can't drink that fucking shit. And you need to change the name of this place.
Upgrade, son.
You need to change the fucking name of this place. It's just not good. Oh, you have regular and decaf. Fantastic.
Wow, branching out.
Yeah. I could take the fucking the crystals and put them in hot water and stir, too. It's fucking garbage.
Crystals.
Yeah, what do they call them? Oh, fuck, I can't even remember.
Yeah, Folgers crystals.
Yeah, there's like a generic term. I can't remember, though. Like flavor instant crystals or some shit. I can't even
instant
think.
Coffee?
Yeah, in whatever it is. I don't know. It's all horse shit is what I say.
That's the worst coffee.
And now, I usually have my coffee from another place in the morning. So I don't...
Is it better? Did you upgrade?
Well, I mean, like, when I say another place, I mean other than work. So when I go to work, my coffee for, like, the first half of the day is not the coffee pot or the Keurig. It's from a place, and I like it, and it's what I've chosen. And because I have decided to not go to that place anymore for a few months, I haven't been at a place. And I haven't gone to like a Dunkin' Donuts or whatever. I've tried to eat better shit for breakfast. So I've been drinking the coffee at work, and lately, we've had a problem.
Uh oh.
I've made fun of Germ Freak for this issue when he revealed it to us, and he said that he had all sorts of fucking he had an infestation in his house. And I said, "What kind of a fucking animal are you? You have all these fucking vermin in your house, and here it is. My workplace is now infested with fruit flies, infested to the point."
When did it start?
A couple weeks ago. It's.
They must be like coming in from outside.
I'll tell you now. It's tailing down at this point. Most of them are dead, but for the last couple weeks, we've had just an inordinate amount of fucking fruit flies. You see the occasional fly? Big deal. Yeah. You see and kill fucking 12 flies a day at your desk? It's a problem.
Yeah, that's bad.
Everybody is killing, you know, not anymore, but they had been killing fucking dozens of fucking flies. And it was goddamn disgusting. So I stopped drinking the coffee at work because I went out. You know, I'm like, "Well, I didn't get anything." We go to the fucking coffee pot, and all of a sudden you open the door to the fucking kitchen, and it was like going outside of the fucking mosquito net in Amazon hospital.
I'm not even coming in unless they fucking fumigate the place.
Yeah, that'll go over well. No,
wow, that's true.
Not gonna work. yeah. So I went in there and I looked. I'm like, "Well, there's coffee. Let me go deal with it. Pour some in my mug. I have like a thermos mug with a click button that seals it off, so I'm pretty good there. Nothing's gonna fly in." But I take the pot off and I look, and there's like fucking flies crawling on the inside of the pot.
Ugh.
On the inside, just crawling on the fucking glass, and I'm like, "Ah!" And that was not a full pot of coffee. Somebody had been drinking from that shit. Now, I don't know if the flies were in there when they poured it. Probably not. But it's fucking disgusting and gross. And the things that people resorted to was you know, slapping the flies with stuff at their desk, clapping their hands to try and reach it. I saw people think that they're so fucking quick that they're going to pull the fucking fly out of the air. I saw
fingers?
Somebody just reach, not even with like a paper or anything, just fucking reach and try to grab a fly.
Thumb and forefinger style?
No, like they're ripping it out with their fucking hand and closing their fist on it.
Just I've like, done that before. Whoomp.
Yeah.
You've never done that? You never got success?
I have. Now, when you get an infestation of flies, you can do it fucking 7 times a day.
You can just close your eyes. And
when it's easy to pluck a fly out of the goddamn air with your fucking closed fist, you have a problem. And I think everybody realized it, and then they all started going to their fucking half-assed solutions, their home remedies. And I looked at a few of them, and there's a classic trap that people make where it's like a cup and then a paper cone where the small end is in the cup and the big end is out, and the fly flies into the big end of the cone and goes into the little end and then gets stuck in the cup. Can't get out of the small hole again. They're stuck in there. They fucking die in there.
Right.
Right. I go into the kitchen after I heard that there are some traps put out. The motherfuckers put like 6 of these things out with the cone upside down. Like this, the hole that prevents them from leaving the trap is the hole to get into the trap. The cone, the tiny end of the cone is at the top. These motherfuckers just completely botched it. And so then they resorted to just putting open cups of fucking vinegar out there. Just stunk the whole fucking place up. Absolutely terrible. And then what they did was they found these little traps where you put some sweet shit in it, and they're little, like as big as a golf ball, and it's got the tiny hole on the inside, big hole on the outside. They fly in, they fucking drown. And within like a couple of days, these things were completely fucking black.
Oh my God.
Just filled with fruit flies.
Sounds awful.
Yeah. Just it was hideous. And you know, there's the blame game going on. Who's bringing the bananas in? Who's leaving fucking banana peels in their garbage under their desk?
That has nothing to do with it. That's just a thing that can happen. I mean, I've seen stink bug infestations in places.
We have that too.
Yeah, but there's nothing that stink bugs are drawn to. They just populate in a certain place, and it just happens to be where you're working.
And from what I understand, when you kill them, it just attracts more.
That's what the stink is, yeah.
Yeah. So they're drawn to the stink of their dead fucking fallen. So you can't really even get rid of them. Once you have one, you may as well just fucking live with it.
Yep.
What I do, though, with stink bugs, because I have them occasionally here, you see one or two, I just take them and I fucking flush them. Alive. Right. I grab them because they're easy to grab. You flip them over, I like to see their little legs move. Like to see them work it out a little bit. And I fucking funk, plink them right in the toilet, flush them. And if I'm feeling really sadistic, I'll take a big shit right on his fucking legs.
I wouldn't even take a shit with the thing in the toilet.
You think it's going to fly up your asshole?
No, it's going to splash or something. It's going to grab.
They can't get out of the water once they're in the water, can they? I mean, they can fly, but they can't get out of the fucking water when they're wet.
I don't know.
I fucking hope not.
I'm not going to attempt it.
But you know what? If so, luck has been on my side through at least 4 fucking stink bug shits. Luck has been on my side.
Yeah, okay.
Although I wouldn't know because they're completely...
Maybe you have a stink bug up your ass right now.
I might. I might actually have a whole fucking horde of them in my my lower fucking intestines. I don't know, Steve.
Makes for some good farts.
It does. I mean, I my whole workstation is just, you know, it's I keep it sparse. I'm not like Best in Show Chris, who described his workspace in a recent episode of Best in Show. You know, he was leaving a job and it took like a week or two to move out. I'm not like
yeah, it
that.
Was Dolphin Mania.
I am the guy he described as being opposite of him, where like they tell you
me too.
They tell you it's your last day, you're fucking fired,
out.
Or you tell them it's your last day. Then I just get up, grab my coat, and I fucking leave, and yep. That's it.
Yep.
And that's it. It's great not having a whole lot of shit to fucking move and all that. They move our desks every year. Like, they shuffle the whole department. And you have these guys that live in their cubicle, like Chris, and they fucking put their, you know, their pennants up, and they have their goddamn family pictures and their fucking movie
home,
stubs.
Home
and
sweet
fucking,
home.
Like, there's a guy who, you know, and he's a good enough guy. He fucking decorates his whole desk area with like Yankees shit and like, you know, stuff for like bars and stuff that he likes and like little fucking souvenirs. And there isn't a place where anything work related is fucking hung up. It's just all personal shit. And you get enough area. I would say it's maybe like 4 by 8 feet.
Right.
Times two. Like two of those walls to hang shit up, just completely covered with shit. And they move our desks every year. So every year he takes three fucking boxes, takes all the shit down,
aww,
puts the shit up again. Like, I have a couple of fucking things I hang up. And if they move me, I'm like, yeah, fucking rip it down, whatever. And it's all work related. So that if I do leave, doesn't matter to me anymore. Doesn't fucking apply.
Yeah, my last office job, that's exactly what my cube was. I actually had every, like, square inch of the postable cube wall. You know, you take, like, the tacks and you can just put it right into the cube.
Yeah.
All work-related. Everything was just, like, you know, I don't want to go looking for a file. It's something that I reference constantly and have to, like, read off without having to switch tabs. I'll have that, like, next to me. And then just everything is just work-related shit.
Yeah, I mean, I have, like, a couple of things that I need to refer to occasionally.
Right.
I don't have a whiteboard, but I have a fucking poor man's whiteboard. Like, the shittiest possible whiteboard ever.
Oh, the 8x10 one?
No, it's actually just a stack of paper that I put a fucking pin through. And if I have a thought that I need to write down and fucking act on later, if I actually need it written down, and just always in my fucking face, I'll just scribble it up there. And when I'm done with it, fucking tear it out. I don't use it too much because it's a fucking stupid idea. I just, you know, I manage a lot of tasks in Trello and just fucking organize my to-dos there. So I don't really need too much. But a whiteboard would be pretty fucking nice. But you can't. Writing on that fucking cubicle wall with like a 2-foot desk, you know, aimed at you is a little bit fucking precarious.
Yep.
It's not comfortable. You can't really, you know, work out any thoughts. So I manage all the shit I have to do on the actual computer or in Trello. Just fucking save it in a folder, open it up. That's all I do, Steve. But I have on my desk, my mug, my iPod charger. It is actually an old iPod charger because I have an iPhone 4 and it works. So it was my extra charger that was for my original iPod. And I have earbuds. That's all I have that's mine that I would take. And then I have my pens. I have my fucking highlighters and pens.
Oh, I would take that shit. That would be the first thing I grab if I had to move.
You would take the pens?
All the pens. Take all the pens.
Like, if you were leaving the job, you would take them with you.
If they were mine.
Yeah, they're not mine. I mean, they were like work provided by work, but I wouldn't want them anyway because I'm the type of person that fucking when I'm trying to figure something out or I'm trying to think or I'm frustrated or I'm in the weeds, as they say, I fucking gnaw on any pen I have.
Ugh.
I gnaw on goddamn highlighters. It's just fucking disgusting. They're all chewed.
Nobody wants them.
Nobody wants them. And they look fucking disgusting, too. They look really gross, but I still fucking chew on them. I don't really know what the fuck that is, but that's just kind of how I am. If I'm trying to figure something out, I'm chewing on it. I'm chewing on a fucking pen.
Are you a nail biter?
I am.
Well, there you go. That's what it is.
Yeah, I bite the fuck out of my nails, and it's at the point now where I have a filling that is essentially a fucking temporary filling. Do you know at all? Do you have any idea what I'm getting at here? It's a filling that was put on my tooth because I have damage to it, and it's temporary because every 2 years it fucking pops out and has to be replaced because I chew on shit. Because I chew on my nails, I chew on fucking pens. It pops out. It gets really loose and it just fucking pops out. And then I'll have like a little fucking bit.
Wait, is this in the front of your mouth?
A little bit of tooth. Yeah, it's on the right before the sharp little fucking incisor. I think.
Incisors.
On the bottom. Yeah, the little flat small teeth in the front. On the corner of one of those. That's like the edge you use if you're biting a nail, if you're just gnawing on something.
Got you.
I've worn that fucking thing down, and it actually just popped out a couple weeks ago.
Are you right-handed?
I'm ambidextrous. I write lefty, I mouse fucking righty, I fucking jerk off with either hand, buddy. I'm skilled.
Well, that sucks because you can't give yourself a stranger with your left hand if you're right-handed.
I you know what, the whole stranger thing, and for those who don't know, the stranger is using your other hand after you've slept on it and it's numb. Which the stranger is fucking disgusting because it's still a dude's hand. It's still like a big fucking burly hand, and it's not yours. It doesn't feel like it's yours. So I was never into the idea of the stranger. There was a kid that I worked with at fucking McDonald's in high school that fucking, he swore by it in that he would.
Of course, you were working at McDonald's at the time.
He swore by it in that he would tell everybody how to do it, whether they wanted to hear it or not. It's like, you just fucking lay on your side and you keep your arm tucked and folded like a little T-Rex and it'll go right to sleep. And I'm, you know, fucking, you just take that at face value when you're fucking 14. Just like the other guy who was probably in his 50s who worked there. And you can tell, like, he's just, you know,
glaring at him.
You know, working with high school kids doesn't faze this guy. He's not fucking, he's not upset by it because he gets to tell them sick shit.
Okay.
And I know I've told this on the fucking show. I had to have. It's because if I've ever mentioned working at McDonald's, this dude, Bob, who worked there, would fucking tell these essentially children. We were fucking children. We're 14 years old. He would tell us how he takes home the sweet and sour sauces. I take home the sweet and sours, and I just pour it all over my girlfriend's pussy, and I eat it that way. I'm like,
I don't remember this. Frank must have been co-hosting at the time.
Maybe. So the guy would tell us the various nugget sauces that he would steal and pour on his girlfriend's snatch. And, you know, at the time the guy's telling me this, I've had zero experience with snatch. So I don't know. It didn't seem disgusting to me because I didn't know anything about it. I knew what it looked like. Oh, boy, did I. But I've never experienced it at that point. And so I'm like, well, that's what this guy does, whatever. So that's how it is.
He must be onto something. He's old.
Let me ask you, with your frame of mind now, with all the experiences you've had, if someone told you that they poured fucking sweet and sour sauce on a fucking vagina to eat it, how fucking repulsed would you be by this person?
Very, because that means there's something drastically wrong with the snatch that he's eating.
And not only that, let's say it's your thing to put condiments on a fucking vagina. On a vagina, it's your thing to put condiments on it. Do you think you're going to be opening up a fucking drive-thru packet doing it? I mean, have a little class. Have a flask of sweet and sour, for Christ's sakes.
I got two packets here. One's a condom, one's sweet and sour.
It's my thing. It's what I do. Well, then why is it out of just like a drive-thru bag that you just happen to have? I thought sweet and sour. He told us one time, this fucking guy, this easily in his early 50s guy, telling us 14-year-olds. And he knew we were 14 because we had a hat that was color-coded to say, these people can't work more than 3 hours a day. This guy,
gotcha.
This guy was telling us that, and it all revolved around the products and fucking and items that McDonald's had.
Yeah, McDonald's, ladies and gentlemen. This is where you get your food from.
The guy said, one time I got one of those Halloween tickets for a free sundae, and I cashed it in. I brought the sundae home. I tied up my girlfriend with silk scarves, and I just and I just poured the sundae on her pussy, and I left. That's what he told us. I fucking swear to God, he told me that he fucking poured a McDonald's sundae on his girlfriend's cunt and left. And we were like, "Well, why did you leave?" He goes, "Because when I came back home, she was asking for it."
Oh my God.
This dude was the creepiest motherfucker in the world. So yeah, that
exactly. You gotta get this guy to call into the show.
Unfortunately, Steve, I haven't, you know, kept in touch with the creepy fucking borderline pedophile fucking condiment king. I don't know what the fuck you call him.
It sounds like a radio personality that we're kind of familiar with, Mr. Midnight Movie.
Did you ever see a fucking McChicken on a chick's nipples? Like, I don't, like, anything fucking McDonald's related, he would work into some fucking sexual shit. He was a really fucking disgusting dude.
Remember when they had the Szechuan sauce?
I mean, don't get me wrong. I knew the guy was. For me. I knew the guy was fucked up then because a couple of us would fucking be his audience hearing him say this shit. And then he would leave and be like, dude, this guy's really fucked up. This guy's fucking weird. It's not like I took his, you know, I had my inexperience and then took the knowledge of this fucking backline chef at McDonald's as gospel. Like, oh, really? When I get a girlfriend, I'll just get a fucking McDonald's sundae, tie her up with silk scarves, and then leave.
Yeah, because this guy could afford a silk scarf working at McDonald's at 50.
It was probably ShopRite bags. They're good enough. They're just as smooth. They're just as smooth as silk. I call that American man-made silk. ShopRite bags. Terrible. The guy was fucking absolutely hideous. And then there were the Spanish guys who would look at me and they would say, "Puta merigón," like that. And I didn't know anything about Spanish.
Oh, fucking pussy.
And I had no idea what it meant. And I think it meant bitch faggot. Maricón is fucking...
is faggot. Yeah,
and then
faggot.
Puta is bitch. Pussy. I thought pussy that was faggot. Bitch. Oh, so that's even worse. I thought he was calling me bitch faggot when I discovered this. I had no knowledge of any swears, any
puta,
curses.
Puta is pussy.
Any foul language it. In Spanish. And I just looked at this old man. I'm like, oh, old man who works at McDonald's. He's my coworker. He's trying to reach out to me. Hey, puta merigón. I'm like, hey, guys, how are you, fucking Cesar? How you doing?
Cesar, best name ever in Spanish.
How you doing, Cesar? Hey, puta merigón. And then he would, like, point at all the other people, and they would fucking, like, laugh. And I'd be like, yeah, that's right. You know who you're talking to. You know who you're talking to. I'll be on fries. The worst. Oh, God damn it. Yeah, Cesar, I think was his name.
And my name in Spanish class, son.
That was your name? Your name was Cesar?
Cesar. Well, that was my second year of Spanish.
Wait, you changed your name?
Yeah, because the first year, the thing was, you could pick your name, but the teacher would tell you what the literal translation of your name was. So
okay.
For Steve, it would be Esteban.
Oh, so Esteban is way better than fucking Cesar.
No, it wasn't Esteban. It was Esteban.
Even better. Hello. Okay. Fine. I am Esteban.
Yeah, so I didn't really like it because I started getting known as Esteban. Like, people in my class would call me Esteban.
Like, outside the realm of Spanish?
Oh, yeah. Like, this happened to multiple people. Like, the guy that sold me my car that I still have, his name was Tom. But he chose Jaime because it sounded like Hyman. So he went by Jaime, and we just called him Jaime forever. Like, if I saw a picture of him, I would think Jaime before Tom.
If you ran into him, would you say, "What's up, Jaime?"
I would call him Jaime. I would call him Shit. Jaime because no one called him Tom. Like his
I'm astounded that you got to pick your fucking names.
Yeah, so that was my second year, and I really didn't like Esteban. So I'm like, fucking Cesar, that's a fucking great name, like Caesar, like fucking Julio Cesar Chavez.
Yeah, it's that's fucking Julio Cesar Chavez. Yeah, that guy was a fucking legend, right? I mean, he had, what, 100 and something wins? Like four losses, something like that?
He outlasted so many of the heavyweight guys. You'd be watching like one heavyweight guy's career, then the next guy would come.
Yeah, they put him up against a bunch of fucking bums, though. And not only that, as he started to get older, I remember there was a Pernell Whitaker fight, which was kind of I think it was a draw. And like, I just remember the cover of Sports Illustrated showed that fight, and it fucking said robbed, because I think Pernell Whitaker should have won, but they fucking swung it his way. So I think that was that he was undefeated at the time.
Ah.
And they didn't want him to lose. And hold on, let me take a look here. Let me see. I'm not a wealth of knowledge of fucking Julio Cesar Chavez. Julio Cesar Chavez. Julio Cesar Chavez.
Chavez.
Yeah, oh, he's wearing like old dude attire now. He's got a nice classy jacket.
But didn't he have like the Spanish trunks too, with like frilled shit, like the
like the lampshade bullshit.
And then he had like a cod piece in the front. It was all crazy. It was like
a cod piece, really?
I think so. He had like a little like front thing that went right in front of his cack.
Yeah, okay. So he was 87-0 when he fought Pernell Whitaker, and then a couple fights later he had his first loss. Now, what's interesting to me is I'm going to see if this actually is true. I think this is
so he got a no decision before a loss. Yeah. Or no, you said he got the decision, right?
No, it was a draw. And you know what's interesting is he finished up his career at 107-6-2, and I'm looking, never fought Pernell Whitaker again. Never fought him again.
Pernell Whitaker being like the next big thing.
You shady motherfucker. You have the closest fucking fight with so much attention that fucking Sports Illustrated says that Pernell Whitaker was robbed. And you never have a fucking rematch? That's bullshit.
That's bad promoting. Yeah. That's horrible promoting.
That's his promoter, his manager, being like, who's next for us? Pernell Whitaker? No. Sorry, we pass. But it was the biggest fight, and you fucked him up a little bit, but he may have won that, and it was a draw. So we really need to know who's the better man. I'm not interested. Not interested.
I don't know. That's probably where he started taking losses too.
Probably.
That.
Yeah. Julio Cesar Chavez. You know, I would. You know, if I took Spanish and I could choose my name. I think
Cesar, man.
Esteban. I would never pick Cesar because that fuck who made a mockery of me in his first language that was my nun language that I didn't understand. The smiling sweet old man is reaching out to me, calling me fucking pussy faggot is what you basically said it was. You cook your egg McMuffins, you fuck. And go shove it up your fucking Spanish ass. He's probably dead now.
Well,
it's all for the best, I guess.
Time goes on.
Jesus Christ. There's always someone to make nuggets.
There's always another Cesar.
What was his life's work, Steve? Just, you know, the
his
extra.
Magnum opus.
Every drive through bag he produced didn't have the extra fries. That was his calling card. If you got a drive through bag and you didn't see the bottom of the bag fries, you knew it was Cesar.
Yeah,
purveyor of the pussy faggot insult.
Now you know what? If I worked drive through and had to do fries, I would just throw that one goddamn onion ring in there that makes everybody so happy when they.
If
get
you were at fucking Burger King, sure.
Oh yeah, well fuck McDonald's. Who goes to McDonald's anyway?
Like most of the country.
Yeah, I know, but you don't have the possibility of getting the bonus.
I think the only onion ring place is Burger King. I think that's the only major fast food place that does onion rings.
You know what? I don't think Wendy's does.
Yeah.
And that's about it.
And meanwhile, they're all fucking, they have their dick all hard about their fucking shitty fries. I think Burger King has the worst fucking fast food fries. And they're so fucking adamant that they have the best.
They got the new ones. Have you heard about the new ones?
No, what are the new ones all about? Because they used to have like breaded fries.
No, they have.
Their fucking fries had like a coating of starch and sugar on them.
Yeah.
Was fucking hideous.
Well, so does McDonald's.
But they didn't feel breaded.
No, they weren't breaded. They just through the sugar water. They sprayed them with sugar water, right?
Burger King's had like a fucking texture, like a McDonald's fry.
No, I'm saying McDonald's.
What I'm saying is a McDonald's fry was like sharp and crisp, and you could like cut through a paper bag with a fucking a fresh McDonald's fry. Whereas right. Burger King had like a soft outside, like a softish hard outside, and a fucking like a mashed potato inside. It was fucking disgusting.
No, you know what? I was going to say, the best fries of any drive-through burger joint that you
Wendy's.
Could ever find? No. Absolutely not. Checkers.
Checkers is that really like a? I mean, yeah, it's a place
big.
That you
it's
could find.
Big. Yeah, it's not big. The closest
you
one
may as
to
well
is,
you may as well tell me fucking In-N-Out has the best fries. Which
no, In-N-Out has the best burgers in the entire world.
You know I what? Have. You know what? I got fucking news for you, and this is gonna upset everybody.
Don't even say
this
five.
This is gonna upset everybody on the West Coast, including our buddies at Sandwich Humor and Truth Time Theater. All of my life, all of my New Jersey dwelling life, I've heard about In-N-Out. I've heard, oh, In-N-Out. You like your burgers here. Wait till you try In-N-Out. Have you ever had a double-double? Have you ever had fries animal style? You should go. In-N-Out is the best, hand down. I've heard this shit over and over again. And I figured, you know what? They have the same place as I have, and they have In-N-Out. So it's got to be good, right? I finally get a chance to eat fucking In-N-Out. I go to Vegas. I'm like, wait a minute. There is a fucking In-N-Out in Vegas. I've never been to California. So I figure I was never going to do it. But I realized they do have an In-N-Out in Vegas. So I made a point in our last trip there that we were going to go eat fucking In-N-Out. And let me tell you something. That whole bullshit about them being the best and this fucking just fawning over this shit, like, I've had fucking Wendy's burgers that were the same or better, and the fucking fries same or better as fucking Wendy's.
The fries I can't.
It's not
I can't
great. I got news for you. It's not as good as everybody fucking says.
I can't get on the same page about the fries at In-N-Out. I gotta say the burger. I think for a fast food burger, compared to Checkers, McDonald's, Burger King, Wendy's. Five Guys, especially Five Guys, I rank like the lowest. Honestly,
I don't like fucking Five Guys.
I hate Five Guys. I think it's fucking terrible.
It's not bad. I will eat it. I'm not gonna be like, ooh, Five Guys. The fuck is wrong with you? What do you have? Fucking bird flu? You're not thinking right.
I'm just saying comparatively.
I like going there and eating, but I'm not gonna say it ranks anywhere.
No.
At all. Because you go in there and usually you say, oh, I'll have the burger, and I'd like a jalapeno. I need two patties. What else would you want? Fries? Yeah, I'll take the seasoned fry. And I need some hot fries. Okay, you know you don't need to fucking berate the guy working the goddamn grill. Yeah, I need six patties down. I need six patties down. Fucking yelling at the goddamn guy. Ugh, Jesus Christ. But I will say, having had Shake Shack and having had In-N-Out, I enjoy Shake Shack better.
Never had a Shake Shack burger. Where is that a chain?
There's a couple of them in New York, and I think one in Philly.
Nah, never had one.
Pretty goddamn delicious.
Can't compare.
Pretty delicious. And you know what?
Oh. Well, we both went.
We
to,
were both
know,
about to fucking just drop some serious shit, but
yeah.
I want to hear what
you
had
you
to
drop
say.
Drop yours, and then I'll. Drop
I want to hear. Whoa, are we talking about pants or knowledge, Steve?
We're talking about deuces here.
All right.
After you eat Burger Shack, now go ahead.
I will say that the shake at In-N-Out was pretty good.
I don't think I even had a shake there.
I was told all of the fucking high points to hit. I worked with a guy at my previous job who was. Spent his whole life in California and for some reason moved out to fucking New Jersey. And he would just tell me constantly, anytime we were out at lunch, had a burger, In-N-Out, man, fucking double, double, fucking, like just all the stupid code word shit. I'm like, you know, you have six items. It shouldn't be that fucking, there shouldn't be that many fucking secret handshakes to get something good.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you just got the cheeseburger. What are you doing? You fucking blew it. Why? Because you didn't get the fucking teacher's penis. Fucking turkey leg roly ball whatever the fuck. Like, I didn't know that wasn't on the menu. Oh, you gotta go animal style on your teacher's penis rolly ball. What does that mean?
Teacher's penis rolly ball.
I don't know. I couldn't think of anything that was remotely fucking food related. And for some reason, the words teacher's penis came out.
All right, you know what? I got to address something in the chat room.
By the way, the chat room, by the way, is where you should be Tuesday nights when we record this live. If you're listening any other time, you missed it. You had a chance to interact with us. And Steve's going to address something that someone is interacting right now.
Right. Goatweed says no love for White Castle.
Yeah, you know what? Fucking love for White Castle. That's right.
No.
I can steam grill sawdust, too.
No,
fucking
I disagree.
Shit.
I think White Castle ranks burger wise for the East Coast 2.
Number 2? Are you out of
number
your
two.
Fucking mind?
For fast food East Coast?
Number
what's
2.
What's number 1 to you? What's your number 1?
Fast food East Coast. I mean, does Shake Shack
burger,
count as
burger.
Fast food? Probably not. I'll say Wendy's number 1.
I would say Wendy's number 1, also White Castle number 2.
Not a fucking prayer. Everything about White Castle is fucking horrendous. The minute a White Castle goes up, the fucking value of anything in the town goes down. Fucking everything.
It doesn't matter because I.
Everything in a 200-yard radius smells like fucking burnt onions and fucking hair product.
That's exactly why it's so good. No, and, I mean, I've been going to the same White Castle since I've been a kid, man. Same one, and it's in goddamn the middle of Patterson. That's the closest White Castle to me.
Yeah, and they have the same fucking exchange method as banks do, where you fucking have a drop box, and they're like, hey, put the money in, motherfucker.
Yes, they do.
Do your best to reach in. It's not going to fucking happen.
Bulletproof glass, and you always hit the drive through because you do not walk into the White Castle.
Yeah,
you hit the
maybe you should re-examine your business model if you have to have a fucking safety deposit box drawer to get money from your customers. Otherwise, you're going to be murdered.
By the way, Checkers also in Patterson. That's the only Checkers I know of around
White,
here.
White Castle is something that you're like, oh, man, I haven't had White Castle in a while. And then you have it, and you're like, oh, I should never eat White Castle again.
But it's so delicious going
it's
down.
It's not. It's fucking
so
it's horrendous, Steve. You know when I thought it was good?
You know when
I thought it was good? When my mom would occasionally buy the microwavable White Castle burgers, and I had never had a White Castle ever.
They
I'm like,
good.
Oh,
good.
It's different. It's kind of cool. I like it.
No
that's good.
Too. No, there's no difference between fresh White Castle, if you could even call it that, at the store,
but
and
like
microwaved White Castle is exactly
and,
the same.
And that's another fucking problem. I just never had access to one, and that's the only exposure I had, was like no, one or two burgers every 4 years. And I'd be like, oh, man, I like White Castle. And then I go to Rutgers. I'm like, there's a fucking White Castle. Holy shit, score. We're going there every fucking day.
You went to White Castle when you had grease trucks?
I went one time. I had the worst fucking shits. I'm telling you.
No, you do.
I'm telling you, my shit looked like a drain plug. You know when like a proud plumber holds up a huge plug he pulled out of someone's fucking shower drain, and it's this fucking chain of just greasy burnt hair and fucking glops and fucking rust? That's what one of my shits looked like after having a fucking half a Crave case. It was absolutely fucking disgusting. And all these motherfuckers that want to act like White Castle Burgers is a good stuffing for a turkey, it's not a fucking good idea. It's a fucking shit idea.
No, that sounds like the best idea ever. I've never even heard of it.
It's a shitty you've never seen it? I've seen people that buy like the 30-pack, the Crave case, cut them up, dice the burgers, and stuff the fucking bird with it.
Pure genius to me. Actually.
I can't even imagine the fucking internal damage you're doing to yourself. Like, you know the commercial for, like, Drano? When they show the fucking clog and the water backing up, and then all of a sudden Drano just fucking plows right through it? That's what a fucking a turkey stuffed with fucking White Castle does to your fucking intestines. And also, ask a plumber what Drano does to your pipes. It's not good. White Castle, also not good for your fucking pipes.
But I was going to say earlier, Burger King does have a new type of French fry. Now, you know, the usual fries that you get from a fast food place are considered shoestring fries. You don't get steak fries from any fast food place. They're
Let me say this. You used to get thick fries from Wendy's, which I thought were great.
Yeah, the big fatties.
And they caved. They have the shoestring fucking...
Yep. They did, and they had the natural cut, I think, is the new thing.
Yeah, and it's like no, it's been there for like three years now.
Yeah, it's got skin on it. Okay, great.
I like skin. I'm not gonna lie.
No, I have no problem with
that.
But
what's their new fry at fucking Burger King?
The new Burger King fry, I actually went there because they had a day when it was free. So if you bought a burger, you got these fries for free. Yeah,
their burgers are made out of fucking clay, too. It's not even,
yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
The name of the fry, they're called Satis Fries.
Christ all fucking mighty.
And what they are fries. They're crinkle cut. Crinkle cut fries.
Okay. Listen, I'm a crinkle cut fan.
Me too. And they do have crinkle cuts at White Castle. But the crinkle cuts that they have over at Burger King now are... It's supposed to be a healthier type of fry, like lower fat.
Oh,
lower
shut fiber. The fuck up. Are
now
you
listen,
kidding
now
me?
Listen.
You're eating a fried starch.
Yeah, exactly.
Make now a fucking better decision. Eat the fucking shitty fry. Don't go, ooh, I'll get the healthy fry. There is no fucking healthy fry, you fucking animal.
Yeah.
Jesus now, Christ. Satis fries. Shut the fuck up. It's a different shape, same fucking poison. What does it have in it? Does it have that cholesterol shit, that greasy fucking...
Dude, you just read my mind because I went and got them. I got a $1.49 bacon cheeseburger, and I said, you know, let me get my free fries. And I'm like, all right.
Yeah.
So I spent $1.49. I didn't buy any drink, nothing. I got a value meal bacon cheeseburger, put the fries in my burger. I've been doing that since I was a little kid. I don't know why fucking Burger King thinks you're so smart now doing it. But I finished the burger and I ate the fries, got home, and in 30 minutes, dude, I was fucking on the toilet, and I have never had a fart as long as after I ate those.
Does it have that Olestra shit, whatever the fuck?
I swear to God, it must.
Yeah, so where you fart and your underwear turn clear. That fucking grease discharge.
Exactly. It's anal leakage. That was the thing that was attributed to Olestra.
Hey, guys. Fat-free chips.
Yeah. Now, see, that wasn't my fart. My fart...
Would it just go...
No, it was...
So you had a baby elephant fart. All right, we got it.
And that's what it was. It was like fucking 30 seconds, dude. And Jesus I'll always remember Christ. That it was I had, the longest fart I've ever had was after eating those fries, and I will never, ever, ever go back and buy them ever again.
You know what you can do with these Satis fries, since I don't know if they do. Hold on. I'm going to – Olestra. Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
Personal –
Hold on a second. Wait, hold on a minute. Burger King. Let's see.
Oh, I'm Googling it now.
Uh-oh.
We're getting serious.
Yeah, I think they do contain fucking Olestra or something similar.
I thought that shit was banned.
Something similar. A lot of people are saying this is very similar to fucking Olestra. So what you can do, though, there's an added bonus to these Satis fries. Is that you can in your car after the drive-thru, just spray a nice Satis Fry fart over your fucking car headliner, and you can get a moonroof, just clear. And that grease will eat through fucking anything. It'll turn into Saran wrap. It's
it'll
fucking
turn
beautiful.
Into Saran wrap.
It, like in the infomercials, if you have old pasty headlights, just fucking Olestra fucking Satis Fry fart on your fucking. Headlights.
Your headlights and be
makes them
clear.
Makes them just like new. Smooths them out nice. Fuck, that's all that orange glow shit is just fucking Satis fried ass gas. Ass fucking grease. Disgusting.
Yeah, so never again.
Fucking absolutely disgusting. You know what isn't disgusting though, Steve? I'll tell you this right now. The Heroes Talk Network.
.Amazon.
HeroesTalk.com is what I'm talking about, Steve. And the fine shows No, I'm not doing that now. I'm talking about the shows on our fine podcast network. Shows like Best in Show Radio, Truth Time Theater, Bug Zapper Radio, this one that we're doing right now, this little thing we're doing right here. It's a bunch of people who enjoyed talking to strangers on the internet. We put our shit out there, and people seem to enjoy it. And even if they don't, we'd still put it out there because we love doing it, goddammit. That's what Heroes Talk is. And if you want to help out, Steve, you want to help out, brace yourself. This isn't going to be a PayPal link. It's not going to be a Kickstarter URL. It's just going to be us telling you to take your money and spend it on you and your loved ones. The holiday season is upon us, Steve. You have people you shop for? Of course you do. Go to hearustalk.com/Amazon. Click on Amazon from our site. Get there from our site. And then do your holiday shopping. Fulfill a wish list for a loved one. Create one for yourself and tell people to go to hearustalk.com/Amazon. They get all of their fucking dreams met. You get to be the hero, and we get a small cut, and that pays the bills here, hosting and otherwise. So thank you very much for listening and all of that shit. We really appreciate it. Subscribe to our shows. It's a fucking fantastic thing that we do for you. Speaking of fantastic things, Steve, Halloween. It's fantastic.
It's great. It's wonderful.
It's
amazing.
Upon us. You realize it is upon us. We will have children knocking on our doors. Or not.
In less than 2 days.
That's right. Do you get any kids? Do any fucking kids come to your house anymore?
I've always had a good stream of kids every year, except for the last two, considering we didn't have power.
You're not the type of guy that makes like a fucking craft, like out of like a fucking popcorn ball with a candy corn.
I carve a pumpkin. Is that a craft?
No, I mean like as the treat. You don't give out like a fucking...
No.
A weird fucking oddball thing.
A fucking little sack of pennies. Do you ever have those people?
Yeah, we talk about that shit every year. We don't need to cover that shit. Yeah. There's a lot of fucked up people with a lot of stupid fucking ideas. You're not original. We've all fucking seen... We've seen your kind before. You're not original. That's for Eric Ryan, by the way. The whole trick-or-treating thing is dying by me. It's just
no,
fucking...
It's not.
It's dying.
Well, not by me.
Steve, I've shown you the layout of my neighborhood, and it's a fairly good-sized grid. There's a lot of houses.
There's no reason for Halloween in the traditional sense to die by you.
I get two kids.
I can't believe that.
Two to six on a good year.
Because you're just as suburban as I am. So
it's a suburban. It's like there's sidewalks. There, you know, no right. Fucking busy roads. There's no reason for kids not to go to my house. It's all lit up nice. I don't have any fucking the network of spikes that I'd like to install on my fucking grass to keep fucking shitty dogs and kids off of my grass. I haven't been able to realize that dream yet. So currently, they are welcome to come to my house and receive a piece of candy, but they choose not to. They don't. And I don't know what it is. Maybe they all just go to the fucking mall now. Maybe they go trick-or-treating at the mall. I heard that was
That's
a thing
fucked
when I was
up,
a kid.
Man.
I heard that was a thing when I was a kid. Like, the fat kid, his name was Steve.
Fat Steve.
Fat Steven would always brag that he got the full-size candy bar. That was, like, the big thing. And be like, well, where'd you get it? He's like, oh, I got it at fucking Toys R Us. What? Who the fuck trick or treats at Toys R Us? You're like, oh, we always go to the mall.
Yeah, see, when we were young,
weird.
That's
it
fucked
seemed
up.
Fucked
right?
up. I'm like, you go to the mall? Fuck that. I'm going to go to every stranger's house, dark, lit up. Who gives a fuck? I'm still going to approach the front door of any house, whether it has lights on or not, whether I know them or not, knock on it, and if they don't give me something, I'll curse their fucking family. Fuck you, it's Halloween. A lot braver back then, I guess.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. Me and my friends used to go around. We'd each have a dozen eggs. So if they had a shitty Halloween candy, we'd egg their house. We wouldn't do it the night before. We'd do it on Halloween.
I was waiting for you to say, we didn't play.
We didn't fuck around.
We didn't play. Oh, is that a Mary Jane? Yeah, thanks for that. Close the door. Got something for you. No, Steve, I think it's dying. I think trick-or-treating by me has about 5 years left.
And what's it going to? Don't tell me trunk or treat, because that shit is just...
I don't even know what the fuck that... Is that like a swap meet for Halloween? Like people
exactly.
Just,
that's exactly what it
that's
is.
That's all it is? You just fucking pull up into like a... What, like the Knights
the
of Columbus?
No, it's the church parking lot.
The VFW? Just pull up to some big parking lot and you just go to each other's trunks and say, oh, a Spider-Man! Oh, Wolverine! Oh, a princess! Here's another fucking Now and Laters, you fucking little bitch! I don't know what
oh
are you
my
doing.
God, Now and Laters were the worst thing to possibly get on Halloween.
Yeah, they
Mike
are
Mike and Ike's. Who the fuck eats a Mike and Ike or a Now and Later?
No, the Mike and Ike's were okay. The punishing one was the Good and Plenty. Good and Plenty was like a fucking...
Were those the white and purple?
That's like you would bite
they
into...
They looked like pills,
they
right?
were like candy-coated licorice. So like if you didn't know what they were, you'd be duped. Like, oh, they're candy. Chewy candies, I guess. You bite into one, and it's like, oh my God, I've eaten poison. I'm going to die. Quick, let me wash it down with a Reese's peanut butter
Mike
cup.
And Mike and Ike was terrible. Now and Laters were like Starburst. I'm trying to think of what
they were. They were like freeze dried Starbursts.
Yeah,
you could throw them at a sheetrock wall and then have to do fucking spackling the next day. They were the hardest candies ever. But I don't know. All I know is it's going to be over soon, and then it'll be just another day where I'm walking around at night, not worrying about an egg. Like I'll go out on mischief night this year, walk the fucking dog at night, and not worry. I won't get hit with an egg. Nothing will happen. They don't do that. They don't do Goosey Night or whatever the fuck you call it. I'm not going into that again. And they just don't trick-or-treat anymore. It'll just be another night where I'm walking the dog. And here's what I've noticed. I've noticed that I can get around having to pick up Teddy's shits in two ways. One, if I take him and walk to the woods, go in the woods, let him shit, I don't have to pick it up. It's the woods.
Right.
It's the fucking... Like, who would yell at me for leaving a dog shit in the woods?
The Pope, because only he can shit in the woods.
Okay. I don't get it. But nobody would if my dog shit in the woods.
No.
The other one is if I'm walking the dog at night, I don't technically have to pick it up as long as I approximate its location... and perform what I like to call the arcade claw machine drop with my hand. Wherever my hand is aimed, I just grab with the bag on my hand and pull it up and just pretend like I got something. And you know what, Steve? Sometimes I win. Sometimes I win.
You win the poop?
Yeah. And when I don't, I'm like, well, you know, if anybody's looking out a window or anybody's walking down the other sidewalk, it looks like I just picked up shit. I'm not going to fucking take a flashlight with me. I have a good chance of not picking up shit. I don't like leaving it. If I can see it, I'd pick it up, but I'm not going to make a fucking...
don't understand. I mean, that shit will degrade. It's not like you're tossing fucking litter around. It's fertilizer, no?
My aunt is... She said something which led me to believe that she would be a problem if you were to have a dog do anything on her yard. I told her that, you know, I walk the dog, and she's like, well, you curb the dog. And I said, well, I guess. She's like, no. You the dog goes to the bathroom on the curb. I'm like, no, he goes to the bathroom.
That's not curbing your dog.
He goes to the bathroom on people's yards, and I fucking pick it up. She's like, well, you can't pick up pee. I'm like, yeah, you can't. How would I, and why would anybody think to do that? Well, my grandson is allergic to dogs. I'm like, well, tell him to not play at the 6-inch fringe of your yard. Like, I just don't understand. Like, that was a legitimate concern of hers.
No, well, dog allergies come from the hair. It doesn't come from them pissing.
It's grasping at straws to prove me wrong, I guess.
It is.
But the fact that she said that leads me to believe that there's probably other people who feel the same way. And I've had my dog like get like poised to shit on somebody's yard,
and they flip
and
out.
I heard a on the window of a house, you know, and I look up and someone's like, no, No, don't stop. I'm like, what do you want me to do? What do you want me to do? I'm like, the dog is shitting now. I'm picking it up. I'm not gonna fucking leave it there unless it's pitch black. And then I'll pretend.
You can't see it. And then I'll do the claw maneuver.
I'll do my best to make it look like I'm picking it up. You'll really like if you look at me doing this claw maneuver. It's not. It's a fluid motion. It looks like I'm reaching with purpose. I definitely would. I'm convincing. Because I even do the little bag shuffle to make sure it goes to the bottom, even if there's nothing in there.
Fucking, you tie it up.
I do a quarter turn, wrap it around my fingers, and walk on. I really put on a nice show. Speaking of putting on a nice show, you've given me a YouTube link, which I'd like to play right now.
Go for it.
This is a relevant to Grand Theft Auto V and multiplayer. Apparently, Steve, in the multiplayer version of Grand Theft Auto V, in order to get the prostitutes interested in you, I think you have to talk to them through the microphone.
On the mic.
And if you're playing multiplayer, everyone can hear you. And so there's a person that you – and you have, you said you had a video of Alex Webbs. Of Alex Webbs in a
someone that might be Alex Webbs.
You have a video of an observer recording someone who might be Alex Webbs flirting with a Grand Theft Auto V whore.
Right.
And I'm going to play that for you right now because it's pretty fucking convincing. So here it is. The supposed Alex Webbs. And this is recorded by somebody, so you will hear laughter. It's just a guy, like, who I guess had enough of this dude doing this and fucking just held the camera at his fucking, at his TV and recorded this. So here we go. All right. Here we go. I'm playing it now.
Oh, man. Oh, well, I guess I won that again. Oh, yeah. So, you know, I really like you, you know. You like this body of yours, you know. So, oh, yeah, you feel good, girl. Oh, hey. Look at that booty. Girl, it feels good. Ooh, you remind me of Beyonce, girl. Oh, man. Oh, man, it feels good. Keep working it, girl. Keep working it. Oh, man. I like that face of yours and that body of yours. I like your sense of humor. Oh. Mm-hmm. Yep, I'm going this. Yeah, you know I'm feeling it, girl. Man.
But you can't be that into this, right? I mean, I've seen the in the other games, the whores basically... Just, they take your money, come in the car. The car fucking bobs up and down. In some versions of the game, you see the bitch's head go right in your lap. You see her get on you, start riding you and shit. But, like, you can't be that fucking into it that you have, like, an ongoing fucking conversation. It seems like he's grunting and shit. I would – if you told me he was beating off, I wouldn't think you're lying.
If you told me he wasn't beating off, I would think you were lying.
He's totally jacking it, right?
Yeah.
Does he have any idea? Like, nobody's fucking... I mean, is any... Like, you can hear somebody basically jerking off to the animations of a prostitute fucking your character.
Girl.
But you can't hear people... Like, people have to be complaining about this, right? Like, the entire game isn't just him and this guy. It's got to be other people that are like, dude, shut up! Trying to collaborate. We're trying to do a mission. Shut up. It's got to be. There's always people that just don't, that fucking chime in. If you can talk on a microphone, there have to be people that are doing that, that are talking over him. Why can't we hear them, and why do we only hear that guy?
It might be just the one guy recording the kid that's fucking getting a lap dance online.
Yeah, you're looking like Beyonce, you know what I mean? Yeah. And here's a little more.
Yeah, we need some Russian techno.
Feels good, I know. Oh, you're terrible, girl. I mean, seriously, look at you. This is horrible. I mean, what's wrong with you? You put your leg up like that. You're worthless, nothing. You won't go to college or nothing.
You should go to a real college. You know what I mean?
Get a real browser, and then you go to college, and you'll graduate.
Oh, my God. Fucking A-webs. Just jacking it to a goddamn fucking GTA 5 hooker. Man. I don't know. I don't know, Steve. I think we should probably wrap this up, though.
Yep.
Yeah.
Especially wrap it up before you GTA 5.
Make sure you wrap it up. You know what I mean? You get like a Trojan or something, but not the bad kind, the good kind that keeps you from getting herpes. Anyway, I want to thank everybody for tuning in to this episode of the DJ New Style Show, number 397, closing in on 400.
Close.
Yeah, we're getting there. Thanks, everybody. Go to hearustalk.com, subscribe to our shows. This one, Best in Show Radio, Truth Time Theater, Bug Zapper Radio. Subscribe to all. You can go to HeroesTalk.com, click on episodes, hit play, and just let it fucking stream, bitch! Fill up your workday. Change the soundtrack of your boring fucking day, life, night, whatever, with the soothing sounds of jerks speaking about bullshit. Which is, I think, what we do well. Thanks to everybody for tuning in. Thanks to A-Webs for jerking off to video games. Allegedly. You can't tell me that wasn't him. It sounded exactly like him.
It was him.
Thanks to Steve for finding it, I guess. Possibly recording it. I don't know.
I didn't record it, no.
It seems like you came across that video pretty fucking quickly. Like, oh, A-Webs. Oh, by the way, I got this. Anyway, is there anything you'd like to say, Steve?
Yeah, 9 times 7, it's 63, not 42.
Goddamn right. Thank you.